For many of our brave service members, the battle doesn't end when they return home. Too many veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury. But American Humane Society is dedicated to supporting our heroes, both human and canine. Through their Pups for Patriots program, specially trained service dogs are provided to military veterans and retired first responders at no cost, helping them reclaim their independence and peace of mind. American Humane Society also reunites retired military working dogs with their handlers, heroes who served on the front line. These courageous dogs saved countless lives. Now they deserve to retire with the people who know and love them best. Whether it's pairing veterans with life-saving service dogs or reuniting retiring military canines with their handlers, American Humane Society is there ensuring that no hero is left behind. Join us at AmericanHumane.org.
This is AM 850 WEEI Boston, the home of Rome, Boston College Sports, and You Better You Bet, AM 850 WEEI.
He's got to take more than 15 shots, even with the free throws, and yeah, he's going to have to score more than 20 points for sure. And
okay. So is that his aggression or game plan or combination of both?
Yeah, combination of both for sure. OKC did a good job. We got to do a better job.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Every time I hear Mitch Johnson talk, it's different when you're watching him at a press conference, you know it's him. He sounds just like Doc Rivers. If you close your eyes, I'm like, why is Doc Rivers talking about Victor Wembanyama's shot selection in Game 5 of the Western Conference Final? So that's the voice of San Antonio Spurs head coach Mitch Johnson as it concerns Wemby. Game 6 tonight, Western Conference Final, as the San Antonio Spurs host the Oklahoma City Thunder. At BetMGM, the Spurs, a 3.5-point favorite in the game, the total at 219.5. At around midnight tonight, Eastern time, we are going to know if either the NBA Finals are set, and it'll be Thunder Knicks, or if we're going to have one of the most anticipated Game 7s ever, and probably, and I know we had a Game 7 of the NBA Finals last year, Thunder Spurs Game 7 is up there with like Cavs Warriors in 2016. I guess you have to put Thunder Pacers up there because it was the finals, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So we're either going to have the finals set or we are going to get to look forward to an epic Game 7 on Saturday night. I have 4 points as it concerns this game. And the first one has to do with what I just said. An epic Game 7 on tap. Will it be? Game 1 of this finals, Western Conference Final, was through the roof. Is it one of the best basketball games of our lifetime? It is, right? Double overtime, Wemby's unbelievable, Spurs win. Had everything you wanted in a basketball game. All the drama, the star players, it was sick. Since then, series has kind of been a dud in terms of quality of game. 2, 3, 4, 5, had its moments. Nothing has come close to reaching the dizzying heights that we had in Game 1. Perhaps that changes tonight. And if it doesn't change tonight and the Spurs win, I'm hoping we get a better game on Saturday night in Game number 7. Point number 2. What's the expectation for Victor Wembanyama tonight after his 4-for-15, 20-point performance in Game 5 that I compared, I believe correctly, to Michael Jordan's Game 5 of the 1989 Eastern Conference Final against the Pistons? Will Victor Wembanyama touch the ball more down low? Will Mark Daigneault outcoach Mitch Johnson and draw Victor Wembanyama out? How aggressive will Wemby be? And in being aggressive, will he be pressing? He's 22 years old. I think that we collectively, including me, probably forget that sometimes because of the heights that he's reached so early in his career. He's 22. Like when I was 22, I'm getting high playing Madden all day. I guess I was working also, but you know what I'm saying. Wemby's in game six now of the Western Conference Final as one of the best players, if not the best player in the league. What's his bounce back going to look like? Number three. Will Shai Gilgeous-Alexander be the best player in the game tonight? He's the two-time reigning NBA MVP. Reigning NBA Finals MVP. SGA wants to make a statement ahead of the finals that he's the best player and the Thunder are the best team and forget about all the Knicks praise and hype for me and others. Be the best player in the game tonight. And if he is, the Thunder are going to win. And the last point. Admittedly, a small sample size here, and I admit that. Kind of like Garrett Cole admitted last night, hey, he's been great in two starts, small sample size. We'll do a little Major League Baseball later in the show. In this era of Thunder basketball, the last couple years, OKC 0-3 in Game 6s. Lost to Dallas in Game 6 a couple years ago that eliminated them, and then last year, lose Game 6 on the road in Denver in the second round before winning Game 7. Lose Game 6 on the road in Indiana in the finals before winning the championship in Game 7. History says, now it's recent history, but history says the Spurs are going to win tonight and force a Game 7. I'll tell you who I like to win at the end of the show. And on the other side, we'll find out who Justin Termini from NBA Today on SiriusXM NBA Radio likes tonight and moving forward in the NBA Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals here on You Better You Bet.
The Thunder beat the Spurs and lead the series 3-2. SGA and crew are a win away from punching their ticket to their second consecutive finals. Will they get it done tonight in San Antonio? Westwood One Sports.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. Always trust in Limu. With Liberty, 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 Liberty.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1926 $10 gold Indian coins have been found. These gorgeous 1926 gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling the secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1926 $10 gold Indian coin from the exclusive Anniversary Gold Collection, struck 150 years after America declared its independence. These 1926 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition. Call 1-888-201-7071 to secure your exclusive 1926 Special Anniversary Gold Collection $10 Indian coin. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus over a $125 value and free shipping with every order. Call 1-888-201-7071 now to secure your 1926 $10 gold Indian coins before they sell out. Call 1-888-201-7071. Don't wait. Call now.